just want to tell you, I have had the roughest, toughest week of ever. How has your week been?
Good.
Tired?
Tired.
Oh, it just, nothing went right.
Good.
I was supposed to do a project at church, at school, at, well, see, I can't even think where I'm at. At work, of course, I didn't get it done. I ran out of time. So I have to start on it again Monday, which is a short week because we'll be there 3 days. So things just were not going right. But I have a feeling that next week is going to be awesome. Do you think so? You think I'll have an awesome week? Okay. It's short. That's right. So I just felt, and then somebody said something to me that wasn't very nice. And I had to be nice and say, okay, and walked away, okay? But it was just a tough week, but I made it through. Sometimes I feel like I'm the only person in the world who has a tough day or a tough week. But when I read in the Bible about a guy like David, now, he had it tough. Do you know about David?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't he the guy that always digging for gold?
Well, in a way, maybe. But God had chosen him to be a king, but it took him 40 years before he became the king. Okay? In the meantime, he lived in caves, and he was on the run. His enemies were always after him, so he had a really tough life. David had times when he wondered it was all worth it. He moaned and he groaned, and he asked God to... He asked God to take revenge on his enemies. But even in the middle of complaining, David remembers something important about God. So let's find out what he found out. And what it is, we are forgiven and good, O Lord, abounding in love and all that care for us. So I have a little thing here. I have some words. I'm going to hold them up, and I'm going to say, Lord, you are
kind.
And after that, we are going to say, yay, God.
Yay, God.
Okay. Lord, you are gracious. Yay, God. All right. Lord, you are
loving.
Yay, God. So.
Big children can do this too, you know.
Yeah, all of it. Lord, you are
kind.
Yay, God. All right, let's hear it. Oops, did that one. Lord, you are
holy.
Yay,
God.
Let's see, I got one more. Lord God, you are
faithful.
Yay, God! So, this coming week and the week after, anytime that you are down and you feel all alone and you feel the toughest things are in your way, what are we going to say?
Yay, God!
All right, let's pray. Go ahead.
Did you know that in church, usually people don't think this because of the height, but churches are high. You know why?
Why?
Because they're loving, caring, peaceful, and kind.
That's right. That's where you are. Yay, God.
Yay, God is right.
All right, let's pray.
Awesome.
Heavenly Father, thank you for the opportunity to yell, yay, God. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.